Fancy seeing you here. I'm your host, Allie Ray, a serial entrepreneur and mom who loves building brands and raising babies. This is a podcast about being on brand and in season in every facet of your life. Each week, we dive into topics around business and brand development while sprinkling some hard-earned life lessons in there too. So if you love a good brand and a good breakdown, buckle up and come along with me as I sort of seamlessly switch between major life roles in an attempt to fulfill all the life dreams of a type A Enneagram 3 millennial small business owner who wants to help other entrepreneurs and raise good humans. This is the Allie Ray Haney Show. Welcome back to another episode of the Allie Ray Haney Show. In the past, I did a social media series called Branding 5 at 5, where I took 5 minutes to dissect a big brand into digestible pieces to apply to your small business. Although no one knew it at the time, this was my practice round to see if I would actually want to do a podcast, because it was kind of like recording a mini podcast episode, and I was curious about the amount of research and time it would take to produce episodes like these. Also, if you noticed a little bit of snark in my voice when I read that, it's because multiple people have said how annoying it is when I said, when I took 5 minutes at 5 a.m. So anyway, I'll try to drop that in the future, but it's really a hard habit to break. Spoiler alert, it takes a lot of time, but I really enjoyed doing it. So I found a podcasting routine that worked for me, albeit it's not really a normal podcasting routine, but anyway, we're here to make our own path. And I did get a lot of really good feedback on the 5 at 5 series. So I am actually taking a brand that I've already done and I'm diving even deeper into it to make it a full podcast episode. So this is coming full circle for us on the Allie Ray Haney Show. The first brand I ever dissected for the 5 at 5 series was Chobani, the Greek yogurt company. And as I learned more about the brand, the more loyal I have become to the brand. We now always have Chobani products in our cart or in our household, which is so funny to me because I've never actually really liked Greek yogurt. And that is a testament to how strong their brand is and how in tune they are with their customers. Throughout this episode, you're going to learn some about Greek yogurt and a lot about how to create a remarkable brand that sells a lot more than just the product they're known for. Let's first start by giving a little background about Chobani. It was originally a yogurt company founded by Hamdi Ulukaya, a Turkish immigrant. And originally, they only sold Greek yogurt, nothing else. The word Chobani came from the Greek word chopani, meaning shepherd, and it symbolizes a hardworking spirit that nurtures those around them. I apologize if I am slaughtering the pronunciation of both the founder's name and the Greek word. That is certainly not my first language, but I hope the point is coming across regardless. This choice in name, Chobani, was an homage to the founder's childhood in Turkey, growing up on a dairy farm. So it has some sentimentality wrapped into it. Ulukaya has a really cool founder story. The short version is that he bought an old rundown yogurt factory that used to be run by Kraft, like Kraft cheese. Kraft decided to stop manufacturing yogurt, so they just completely shut down the factory. It was like a ghost town. Ulukaya bought it for, I believe, just under $1 million, even after being advised by his attorney not to buy it. This is so interesting to me because I would have had the same thoughts as his attorney. And I'm quoting from an interview he did with Harvard Business Review. And one of the points his attorney made to him was, Kraft is a pretty successful company. And if Kraft was giving up on this facility, this town, and the yogurt industry as a whole, maybe it knew something that you don't. But Ulukaya was about to disrupt an entire industry that had been standardized for a very long time. And here is how he did it. First, he targeted men and women for yogurt. The existing yogurt companies in the U.S. really only targeted women, and so he was going after that portion of the market that he felt was untapped in order to bring in a larger market share. think about Yoplait and Danone, two of the other yogurt leaders. Whenever you see a commercial for them, it's almost always women in the morning right after they do yoga and they're eating their yogurt for breakfast. But he knew that men also enjoy yogurt, so he was expanding his own market and didn't alienate men in his marketing campaigns and overall visual branding. Second, he made a big financial decision in the beginning when it came to packaging design. He invested over $250,000 in packaging design, which is a huge sum for a startup. And side note, he has built Chobani, the whole business, without taking on any outside investors, which I find incredible and nearly impossible for a company that size. Ulukaya knew that in order to differentiate himself in a pre-existing market, that he was going to have to be visually different. Think about the typical yogurt you see as an American. First of all, the consistency is pretty thin and very sugary. Now, think about the packaging itself that you see on the shelves when you go to the grocery store. Take Yoplait, for example. The packaging is a tall container with a thin mouth versus Chobani's container, which is short and stout, and it has a wide opening for your spoon. Not only is that visually different, there's a clear difference when you're in the grocery store selecting a yogurt, and it's also more functional. Like, I cannot tell you how many times my kids have asked me to scrape the last little bit of yogurt out of the bottom of a Yoplait container. It's just one of those things that makes sense, but never really got updated after it was initially created. But a wider mouth, just it makes sense. All right. Ulukaya certainly did not DIY his product packaging, but I'm going to take a second. And if you are in the market to DIY your brand and make it consistent across all client touch points, do I have a course for you? Building a brand boils down to being liked, known, and ultimately trusted by your clients and customers. But let's first focus on being known. Have you heard the statistic about how a potential customer needs to encounter a brand 7 or more times before purchasing from them? Now, let me ask you this. What if a potential customer has encountered your brand 7 times, but doesn't realize it's the same brand? That means you've been putting in a whole lot of work into marketing your business, but the brand isn't consistent enough to land the sale because they don't know it's you. Consistency while building a brand is so important to top-line sales. In fact, it could increase them by 33%. Yes, you could be missing out on a third of your sales because people don't know your business is your business. Fix all of this confusion by creating a consistent and cohesive brand across all client touchpoints using the Brand Strategy Framework mini course. This is where we'll walk through all the foundations of a solid brand, then audit your existing brand, to finally implement the changes that need to be made in order to get you the brand you want and deserve. This DIY style course is perfect for the entrepreneur who's working on a budget but knows that something within their business doesn't quite hit right. Head to the Brand Strategy Framework course link in the show notes to take the next step in your brand's journey. Okay, jumping back in, the next thing I want to touch on in terms of differentiation is that he insisted that Chobani must be stocked in the yogurt/dairy section of the grocery store, not in the specialty or gourmet area. This might seem insignificant, but this placement was so intentional because he wanted the brand to feel more accessible. Prior to Chobani entering the market, Greek yogurt was a specialty product, and it was always sold at a higher price point. He was breaking this stereotype by being particular about where the customers were encountering the product for the first time. And the third thing that I want to point out is, and this is quite possibly the most important thing that I'm going to say today, this is Chobani's mission statement: making high quality and nutritious food accessible to more people while elevating our communities and making the world a healthier place. A couple things I want to point out about the mission statement. First is the word accessible. That word accessible kept popping up throughout my research. Consider the placement on the shelves, where it is next to all the other yogurt instead of the specialty section. that makes it more accessible, both in terms of being found for the first time and in terms of price point. Although overall they are on the higher side for the price of yogurt, they are still at an accessible price point that is comparable to other major yogurt companies. Next thing I want to talk about in relation to accessibility is the major rebrand they did in 2018. To quote the company, it wasn't so much a packaging redesign. It was actually a rethink of the positioning of our brand for future growth. Yes, they did do a major visual rebrand by updating the font from an all caps font that was really boxy to something a little bit more curved and approachable, because accessible, remember, is one of their main values that carries through their entire brand. The colors that they now incorporate into their branding were all inspired by 1800s folk art, believe it or not. And the visuals that they use now on the packaging are actual hand-painted illustrations that are meant to feel real and therefore accessible and approachable. Literally every little strawberry on their containers, that's hand-drawn or hand-painted. So now, Chobani is no longer just a yogurt brand, but now it's a wellness and humanitarian brand. One final note on the value of accessibility for Chobani is that they have a specific initiative to hire immigrants from other countries to help them get started in a new place. In fact, over 30% of their factory workers are refugees. They are not only making their product accessible, but they are also making jobs accessible. And I absolutely love this about Chobani. Second, I want to emphasize the part of their mission that is elevating their communities. They do this through impact batches, which is such a cool initiative. And I actually didn't know about these until I started doing research into the company. So I keep an eye out for them now. These are specific batches of yogurt whose proceeds go to a specific cause. So, for example, one batch will be made and the proceeds go to ending childhood hunger or contributing to refugee outreach. The one that's, of course, closest to my heart is the Hero Batch. And that batch's proceeds goes back to charities that support military families. Just love it. And that leads me into my next thing is Chobani's slogan is nothing but good, and they live it out in so many ways. For example, they have a program called Tent Partnership for Refugees, and that program trains other corporations on how to have impactful refugee hiring practices. And as I was doing more and more research about Chobani, I found that they do even smaller community outreach too. Like, on their Instagram, they had stories about them packing lunches and donating yogurt to local food banks. And get this, this is possibly one of my favorite parts. They pay off children's school lunch balances. I mean, come on, how could you not love Chobani when you know they pay off school lunch balances for children in need? That's just an incredibly remarkable, small, but still so impactful way to reach out to your community. Okay, so now that we've discussed a few ways that Chobani has developed an incredible brand, let's now take those pointers and apply them to your small business. First, I want you to look at the existing market for your product or service. Then I want you to approach the existing market in a new way. Just like Ulakaya targeted men initially, which was an untapped market within the current yogurting marketing campaigns of bigger yogurt companies. Ask yourself, is there a portion of the market I'm overlooking where I can truly serve? Am I choosing my ideal client based off of who everyone else in my industry is choosing? Sometimes it's hard to look at this objectively, so I encourage you to have a conversation with someone outside of yourself and possibly even outside of your industry that still knows your business well, so you can get an accurate view of who you're targeting. Next, to my product-based business owners and businesses specifically, invest in your product packaging and design. This is all part of your client experience as a whole. Chobani's visual difference in packaging of shape and pairing that with the eye-catching label design that they now have after their 2018 rebrand and the placement in the in the grocery store with the other yogurts as opposed to the specialty section. All of that allowed Chobani to essentially create its own subcategory within the yogurt space. It totally differentiated Chobani from other yogurt companies. So while it's very easy to draw inspiration from other brands that you admire in your own category, it can make it really challenging to get inspiration that's going to give you a unique brand presence. Instead, I recommend looking outside of your immediate industry or your immediate product niche to gather inspiration. I can guarantee you that the inspiration you pick up from other industries will differentiate you within your own industry. The final lesson we can learn from Chobani: pick 2 to 5 values and or words that you want to guide your brand forever. This is the commitment, okay? This is going to take some long, hard, and candid thoughts. The word accessible and the word humanitarian consistently came up through my research on Chobani, regardless of what time frame it came from. Accessible was one of the values that guided their 2018 rebrand, down to the font and hand-painted elements they use. Humanitarian, on the other hand, guides all of their, well, for lack of a better word, humanitarian efforts. The refugee hiring program, the impact batches, paying off school lunch debt. Those words have been around since the inception of the business in 2002. And now, over 2 decades later, those 2 words are still used when determining which products and social initiatives they introduce into their business. Essentially, values are how you stay true to your roots when making decisions to grow your business. Ask yourself, which values are non-negotiables for you? And it will make staying on the right path so much easier. If you're feeling like your brand is a little wishy-washy in comparison to Chobani, maybe it needs a bit more direction when it comes to defining it. If that's the case for you, you should download the brand audit checklist. This simple checklist walks you through how to ensure brand consistency across all platforms. This is especially helpful for those business owners who DIY'd their brand at the beginning of their business, but are now looking for a more uniform, more professional appearance online and in person. You can download the brand audit checklist by visiting the show notes and grabbing it there. That's all I got for you for today's episode of the Allie Rae Haney Show. We're wrapping up Chobani's 5 at 5 full-scale version. I'm going to go finish my coffee with my Chobani creamer because that's literally all I drink now that I know that my money may go to paying off a child's school lunch debt. So I'll be back next week, but until then, keep dreaming, keep creating, and remember, your brand is your story. Let's tell it together. As my son would say, did it! You just completed another episode of the Allie Rae Haney Show. If you found this helpful, please rate, review, and subscribe to help others find this show and so you never miss an episode. Take a look at the show notes for all the resources mentioned in today's episode. Let's continue the conversation over in my private Facebook group, the Allie Rae Haney Show Insiders. See you next Wednesday, and as always, I'm here cheering you on as you build your dream brand and business.